Most people's favorite day to change their life is tomorrow. And that's why they stay stuck. Is that you? Hi, I'm Dr. Jamil Syed, and I invite you to check out the Transformation Starts Today podcast, where I interview leaders, champions, and high performers from all walks of life as they share their stories, the lessons they've learned along the way, and empowering perspectives to help you create an extraordinary life without regret starting today. Your future is determined by what you decide to do right now. So head on over to the Transformation Starts Today podcast, and I'll see you there.
This is Cindy Warren of Blue Tree Coaching. I can be found at www.bluetree-coaching.com. I'm a life coach who helps people get results using neuroscience, mindfulness, and proven coaching techniques. You can check me out at www.bluetree-coaching.com.
Hello, and we are back with Conscious Dating and Relationships, and we have Gregory D. in the house of Limitless Perceptions. He's an Instagram sensation, and he's here to help you improve your dating skills, romantic relationships, and most importantly, relationship with self. Gregory, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I am very excited. Thank you for the kind words, by the way.
Oh, they're only true. They're only true. So we're going to jump right into it. What is one question that often comes up in your work with women around dating?
I will say a lot of it comes down to red flags. People are like, is this a red flag? Are these red flags? And my thing is this, if you have to ask me if this is a red flag and if it's catching your attention that something's off, then most likely it is a red flag.
Right. So,
I try to tell people to pay attention to their intuition, okay. But that's one common thing I get a lot of. Is this a red flag? This guy did this. He didn't respond at this time. Is that a red flag? Yes, it is.
Okay. And is there a specific way, and I know being a dating expert myself, I know the answer to this, but is there a specific way to recognize a red flag? Is there like something in general, a behavior that they'll engage in that you know this person isn't the right one?
I always say inconsistency, right?
Okay.
You meet someone, you get a feel for how they operate, how they behave, you know, if you've been dating somebody for a period of time, and then when you start noticing things out of the ordinary, things that just don't seem right, mm-hmm. that when your body speaks to you, and like I always say, listen to your intuition. That is how you identify. But first, you have to be aware enough to notice, just paying attention to the right things. How are they speaking to you? How do they handle conflict?
Wonderful. Wonderful. And what's something that comes up for men when they come to you for advice? What's a top question that men will ask? This will help reassure men and it'll give women some insight.
Let's see here. I will say the friend zone comes up a lot.
You know, okay.
How do I get out of the friend zone? And they start by saying, we've been friends for 5 or 6 years and I've been trying to get out of the friend zone. I'm like, my friend, you got to start a bit earlier. You can't, you know, wait 4 or 5 years where you guys have already built that friendship that's non-romantic and try all of a sudden just flip it. You know, you have to make your intentions known early.
Absolutely.
If you have romantic intentions, say so. Like, hey, listen, I find you attractive. And I would like to get to know you better romantically, as opposed to trying to use the friend zone as a way to get in there, which is a very bad way to go to get into a romantic relationship. Use the friend zone. Not to say you can't be friends with somebody and then enter a relationship, but I guess to be upfront early as opposed to waiting 4 or 5 years to
get to the point. Well, that's a bit extreme. That's a bit trepidatious, right? Once you've been in the friend zone for 5 years, it's a risk.
Right. Right. So I'm like, hey, my friend, like, listen, you know, like just for next time, you know, I think if you guys have a good friendship, I'd maintain that friendship. You might like her, but, you know, like I said, be upfront early, start early. Yeah. That's the thing. Start early.
Yeah. And how did you get into this, Gregory D? I mean, how did you start giving this advice and having these followers following you on Instagram for your advice? Where did this all begin?
That is a long story, but to make a long story short, in my younger years, I didn't have the most luck with dating and relationships. I was like deathly shy and timid. I was the most like quiet person. People would always say, I never heard what your voice sounds like, Greg. I've never known what do you sound like? And I'm like, if I'm going to, you know, meet that person and have the relationships that I want, I'm going to have to learn how to speak up and get over this anxiety, work with the anxiety and build confidence. So I really, as time went on, immersed myself in just dating content, relationship content. I started off, it's going to sound a little weird, but I started off with the pickup artist community. I started there first.
Okay.
And that wasn't my speed. That wasn't really, I wasn't getting the results. It was just a piece of the puzzle, I felt, you know, having the confidence to speak up. But then I found this other community. It's called the Red Pill community. It's like a men's dating experience. And the ideals that they discussed were just so not aligned with who I was as a person. I found myself, I guess you could say, sort of using this whole fake it till you make it mentality. I was performing while I was dating. I was just not acting with who I was. And I gravitated away from that. Right. And I thought to myself, like, I got to find a way to find out what works for me, not try to follow somebody else's formula. And I really took the time to work on myself and be alone and figure out what I wanted. And it really started to formulate into this, what it is today. You know, I really built my own principles and it's worked out for the best, I would say.
That's amazing. That's amazing because it really has worked out for the best. And you mentioned anxiety, and anxiety is something that I know is with the people I work with is definitely a component very often. Do you find that as well with the people you're working with, that the anxiety is a component?
Right. A lot of that.
Of a hindrance or.
Right. A lot of things I hear, I feel anxious. I'm a little bit afraid. I encourage people to go to therapy. That's
good
about anxiety. Like, I'm not licensed to professionally and like say, speak on your behalf as far as anxiety, that kind of thing. And I really say you can work with me in conjunction with a therapist, you know,
right.
Anxiety. So I would say a lot of the questions stem from anxiety of some sort. So that will say that is a big thing.
Factor. I actually developed a whole protocol date therapy around socialized anxiety pertaining to dating and relationships.
Amazing.
So yeah, that's something we work with. But I think it's so true. And you have your personalized dating videos. And do you find that would alleviate a lot of the anxiety that people may be feeling, having you one-on-one in front of them, giving it guidance?
From the reviews that I've gotten from people, they do say that it's very helpful. Like, I like to give options to people. I like to give different range in the spectrum of how you can act in situations. So I could say, on the low end, you could do this. In the middle, you could do this or do that. And just giving them options, the ability to decide for themselves. You know, I like to talk about how I got to this position, how I got to this conclusion of what you should do, what type of action to take. And I feel like really breaking it down for people like that, you know, easy, actionable steps, it really helps alleviate that tension and anxiety. So I feel like showing them, you know, giving them the courage to act really does help, like I said, reduce that anxiety.
Oh, it does. And what's some great fun advice that you can give? A piece that I always give is tell people, especially women, to be prepared.
Right.
For the date, so you're not stressed out at the last minute trying to figure out what you're going to wear and causing you to be late, which makes you more stressed out. What's a great piece of advice that you give for people to prepare themselves for dating?
I think it's sort of aligned with what you said. I always say, before you start dating, before you get involved with anybody, take some time to yourself to get clear on your boundaries, your needs, your expectations, and standards. You know, there's a lot of overlap in those categories, but I feel as though once you get clear on those things, it sort of creates like a blueprint of how you operate. You know, everything that you do has to be in line with those, and you're less likely to find these connections that are misaligned. You know, you get clear on your boundaries. You know what type of things you're not going to tolerate. You know what you're going to say no to. Situations, keep yourself safe physically, mentally, emotionally, all that. You have your needs. This is what I need from you, whether it be communication wise, any type of thing. Expectations. This is what, if we're going to be in this situation, I'd prefer if we communicate, or however so often, you know, this is what I expect. Healthy expectations, healthy, reasonable expectations, right, and standards. This is what I want. I want somebody who has their life together. I want somebody who is building something, somebody who has something that they're working toward, you know, and that really, those four things keep you clear. You know, it really clears the path for you for success.
Oh, it does. And is that kind of what you mean by boundaries up and guard down?
Right. Being
something you wrote.
Being able to say no to things that are not aligned with you. I always speak in alignment, things that are aligned with your core principles. You know, being able to walk away to situations that aren't suitable for you. And, you know, and like things you're willing not to do. And it's just like you don't get outside of yourself. So you stay operating within yourself, within your capacity. You don't operate beyond your capacity. And that just creates strained relationships as a whole, you know?
Oh, it does. Yeah. And not having boundaries. I'm a boundary girl. I'm always stressing boundaries.
Right.
Because when our boundaries are healthy, our relationships are healthy. It's that simple.
Right. That they are the foundation for everything. That's what I say. They're the foundation for all of this, you know?
Yes. And you talk about having a level of awareness. What do you mean by that?
Knowing what behaviors to look out for. You know why you're doing what you're doing, right? You know, people have get into situations because they were bad situations because they were naive in certain circles. We all, obviously, we got to start somewhere. We start naive right. to the world. And it's through these experiences, you see what happens when you do certain things. Well, like, for example, when I allow certain things to happen, this is where relationships go. It ends up creating an unfair, unbalanced dynamic that just like drains you mentally. And it's just knowing what to look out for, signs to be aware of. Like I always say, red flags. I hate, it's kind of cliche, but red flags are important. You right. know, knowing what to look out for. And like, if you see something happening early, it's best to nip it in the bud. You know, like, I'm not going in this direction because I've been here before and I know it doesn't end well. So that's what I say when I mean be self-aware, you know.
Right. What's a piece of great advice that you can give to men?
To men? Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. This is a good one. Like, it's similar to women, but in a different way. I like my men in the dating experience to be, what's the word for I'm looking for? Leaders. I like my men to be, come with a plan, you know, like come with a plan here. Okay. So why are you reaching out to this woman? Do you like, are you just bored or like, what is your plan here? I feel like a lot of women want to see some initiative from
right.
A lot of the women I talk to are always like, I find myself always planning the dates. He never plans a date. I'm like, really? Like the men need to have a plan. You know, a woman needs to know that she can trust you. You know,
exactly.
Feel safe and secure that a man knows what he's doing. He's not aimlessly wandering around
through life and taking you with him.
Helping you're collecting trauma from him. And it's just that when a man, and it's just so attractive. A lot of women tell me, like, it's just so attractive when a man knows what he wants. Like, even just knowing what restaurant to take you. Hey, I want to take you here. I think you'll love this place. Let's meet here tonight. Is that okay with you? Just that thing right there itself, like when speaking to a woman, means the world. So have a plan, be a leader, and initiate. Initiating as well, leading, and show her that you have the confidence to lead you guys.
Right, right. So tell us a bit about what you would advise a woman. What's one positive thing that you can say to a woman who's already dated and now she finds herself in a relationship?
Positive thing.
Give me something positive.
I will say relationships themselves are not the prettiest things in the world. They're not the most, they're like, I know we have like the whole fairy tale thing about how relationships are supposed to be these whimsical cool experiences, but you need to be realistic, you know,
hard work.
I feel as though if you're patient with your partner, mm-hmm. a lot of men are not the most open with their communication.
Okay.
And I will say that if you're patient, whether you're dating men or women, doesn't matter. Just patient with your partner. If you're able to stay patient with him and take the time to, I guess, learn how they communicate, things will be a lot easier. You know, I feel like that hard work is done through, in the beginning, finding out how your person communicates.
Right. And that's why you need to do it correctly.
Right.
You know, play the relationship game, quote, correctly, because if you're not getting it done up front, it will happen.
Right.
It's a matter of when these conversations take place, and they're so much easier up front. And
right.
If you are on opposite pages and you can't find a happy medium, I know it really stinks, but the reality is that you may not be suited for each other. And it's good to find that out before you spend a year or two.
Right. And people always come to me like, hey, I've been talking to this guy for 2 years and we haven't had a conversation about this yet. I'm like, 2 years? Like, you got to have this stuff up front. That's one thing I heard a lot today. People wait too long.
And yes.
The dynamic, it has settled into what it is. And it's just like, you can't just all of a sudden throw a monkey wrench in the dynamic because you waited too long. But I mean, I always say it's never too late. But like you said, the earlier, the better.
It just becomes more challenging with time. The earlier, definitely,
so
the better.
Right.
Yes. Well, Greg D, I'm so excited that you were able to join us today. Tell us how everybody can find you.
Right now, I am on Instagram under Limitless Perceptions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in TikTok as well. Not as active, but I'm on TikTok as well. But if you have a question, you can DM me on Instagram. My email address is limitless.perceptions@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much with us today. You're wonderful. And check out Limitless Perceptions.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
You as well.
Take care. Bye-bye. Hi. I want to tell you about a community that I've recently joined called GaiaGoddessLifestyle.com. Gaia Goddess Lifestyle is an eco-feminist movement that supports women through retreats, events, online classes, and in media content. They bring women together to empower them through education, inspiration, and healing. Become a free member and join the newsletter at www.GaiaGoddessLifestyle.com. That's www.GaiaGoddessLifestyle.com. And see the website for information about their upcoming women's retreats in Maui, Hawaii. For GaiaGoddessLifestyle.com, I am Dr. Tranquility Lydia. Stay tuned.
Are you done waking up with horrible hangovers from a great night out with friends? Do you have issues eating, sleeping, or stomach discomfort? Is it challenging to stay relaxed, focused, or even stress-free throughout the day? If so, then it might be time for a Lifted experience. Hi, my name is Taslima Tuma, and I'm the owner of Lifted Infused Tea, which are all natural tea blends infused with herbs, fruits, tonics, and or alcohol for wellness and leisure. Our blend types come with either alcohol, like our rum tea punch, or hemp extract, like our alcohol-free mango peach blend. All tea blends are made with natural ingredients.
Hello, and welcome to Conscious Dating and Relationships. I am Dr. Tranquility Lydia, and today we have an amazing guest in the house. Her name is Jessie Kanzer, and she wrote what I think is one of the best books ever. It's Don't Just Sit There, Do Nothing, Healing, Chilling, and Living the Tao Te Ching. And I just think it's such a wonderful book, and I encourage everyone, it is already a bestseller, and I encourage you to get out there and get it if you can find a copy. Hello, Jessie.
Hi, Dr. Lydia. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. It's Dr. Tranquility.
Oh, sorry. Dr. Tranquility. Sorry.
But let's just go with Lydia, sweetie. So,
well, I like Lydia.
I do too. So tell me, what was the impetus for your writing this book?
So just a quick backtrack. Tao Te Ching comes from 6th century BC China. It's really an ancient sacred text. And it found its way, I like to say it found me, at a very low point in my life. And in my 20s, I was struggling with an eating disorder. I was very lonely and alone. And following these simple tenets of the Tao, which translates as the way, mm-hmm. just going the way of life, going the way, and using my struggles as these openings for a deeper knowing of myself, a deeper feeling of love for myself, then for other people. All of that helped me become who I am today, which is, you know, a mother and a wife and a writer and just a person who, for better or worse, has her stuff together.
Right.
Some days, not every day, but most days. Mm-hmm.
Good, good. Well, I want to ask you, since we are a conscious dating show and relationships, what chapter or piece of advice would you give to people who are trying to date? And we're going to encourage them to pick up a copy of the book. And also, you may find it on Audible as well, which is how my learning system is auditory. So I listen to
me
my
too,
books.
Lydia.
Is oh, great.
Me too. Especially for these sort of nonfiction books, mm-hmm. I really enjoy listening. And I, like you, I kind of remember the phrases that I need the most.
Yes.
So a lot of this book, it takes place in that very time in my life where I was trying to, find my path work-wise, find my path love-wise, you know, right. figure it all out. And so I struggled. And I struggled, and because, you know what, we're human and we all struggle.
Right.
And I definitely struggled on the dating scene. And so I have a chapter called Humiliating Love Story, where I, in fact, talk about my deepest humiliations, some of them, not all of them, but some of these humiliations on the dating floor, so to speak, and what I learned. And for me, you know, everyone has their own challenges. Some people are blocked. Commitment folks, for example, I was kind of the opposite. I was a love addict.
Okay.
And I just used to throw myself at anybody who turned their head at me, you know, and I used to create what I understand now, create these visions of somebody else and really throw myself at the vision rather than even the person. Right. And what I've learned from my very ebullient nature, you know, I just throw myself out there and I go at it 100%. And what I realized is not to sometimes, you know, don't just sit there, do nothing. It's a play on words, but it is true. It is really helpful sometimes to pull back. So for folks out there who are really focusing, maybe in the new year you have goals and resolutions to find love, don't forget that important conscious component, right? Because you're a conscious dating community, conscious yes. component of going inward, of checking with yourself and what your energy is at the moment. So oftentimes we go outward, right? In the world, we go outward. Where's my man? Where's my lady? Where's my partner? And we're going on the sites and we're, you know, trying to find that in the outside world. It's also equally, if not more important, to cultivate what it is you want to create within yourself. Mm-hmm. So if you really want to experience love and partnership, see how you can increase those feelings within yourself, like embody that very state, embody the state of love, love yourself, love your friends, love the trees outside, love animals, be the love. And, you know, when you really get to a certain level of that, you can't help but attract it outside of yourself.
So true. Wow. What great advice. Jesse, I know a lot of women come to you for advice and probably about love. What is something that you are asked often?
The funny thing is, you know, because I try to put myself out there, whether it's on Instagram, a little bit on TikTok, you know, I'm not that age group, but I try. And I've gotten questions.
You do too.
I've gotten questions like, how do I get back together with, you know, blank? How do I get back this person? I think that a lot of people have regrets over the past. Some people feel like they let somebody get away, or other people feel like if they did something different, they could have gotten that person. They could have stayed with that person.
Right.
So I find people ruminating over lost relationships and lost opportunities. That's the one that shows up the most in my experience.
Okay. Well, Jesse Kanzer, tell everyone where they can find you.
So I'm at Jesse Kanzer on Instagram, at Jesse Kanzer on Facebook, Twitter, at Daily Dow, Daily-Dow on TikTok. But you can find everything at jessekanzer.com. The book is listed there. My socials are listed there. And again, my advice is go within and then the outside will match you.
Jesse Kanzer, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Tranquility.
Bye, sweetie.
Do you suffer with pain, experiencing dreaded cramps during that time of the month? Looking for natural ways to support your self-care? At Teas and Steams, we have just what you need to promote relaxation, optimize wellness, and support your self-care routine. From herbal teas to yoni steams, head over to teasandsteams.com or follow us on all social media at Teas and Steams. Happy steaming.
Hi, I am Dr. Tranquility, and I want to tell you about my protocol, date therapy. It's been seen on BBC and The View and Fox and ABCNews.com and so many other places. It's an inside-out protocol. So if you're really trying to figure out what it is that you're looking for, maybe you're new to the dating game, perhaps you're back in the dating game after a breakup or a divorce, this is a protocol that helps you get in touch with your true desires, your wants. And it helps you to formulate a sort of guide on a subconscious level that you can then use with matchmakers and dating sites and Tinder and everything else you want to use it with to really cut through the BS. Yeah? Cut through all the extraneous stuff and just get to the core of what you're looking for and what your desires are. Date therapy. You'll find it on datetherapy.com. I am Dr. Tranquility. Stay tuned.